Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Eve, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I am so glad you've carved out just a few minutes on this Christmas Eve to let the Word of God get into your heart. So let's jump into John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 24, where it says, "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." You know, a woman is typically given about 6 weeks for maternity leave in our culture today, and sometimes more. But that was about the same amount of time the Jewish law provided for a new mom. A Jewish woman was considered ceremonially unclean for about 6 weeks after the birth of a baby. A Jewish boy was circumcised on the eighth day after his birth, after which his mother was unclean for an additional 33 days. Mary had about 6 weeks to quietly care for the Lord Jesus before returning to her normal schedule. So Mary and Joseph, they were faithful to the laws of Moses. They were faithful Jews. They had been blessed with a son, and they wanted to be faithful to both him and to God, his Father. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 21, "At the end of 8 days when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." And Mary and Joseph didn't name their son. God already had. "And the angel Gabriel told Mary, 'Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.'" Now, the name Jesus was common in the Jewish culture. Now, today, you don't run around, I mean, unless you may have come from a Hispanic or Latin background, you don't hear Jesus or Jesus that much. But Jesus was a common name back in the day. Jesus literally meant Yahweh saves. Today, we close our prayers in the name of Jesus. But sadly, we also hear his name used in anger or as profanity. People use his name to intercede with God, to make requests, and to ask for their salvation. And as the old hymn says, there is something about that name. 33 years after Mary and Joseph gave their son the name Jesus, he told his apostles what his name would mean to their future. He was giving his final discourse, knowing that his life was coming to an end. He said they would have sorrow, but no one would be able to take their joy. If you're wondering where to find that, that's in John 16, 22. Then he told them how to have that joy. He said to ask in his name, and you will receive, that your joy might be full. Go ahead and ask. I think Jesus is saying, go ahead and ask. What do you want for Christmas? The question will be asked every day of this season, and even for many of us that are still shopping today, will be asked by someone somewhere. If you could have anything you wanted, what would you ask to receive? Some of you that are hearing these words would wish for better health, or others would ask for mended relationships, a new home, financial help, long life, world peace maybe. There are so many things to want in this world, most of which are the promises of heaven. Jesus has already promised us perfect health, perfect relationships, and a life with perfect peace. He has promised us an eternal life. For now, our promise is the joy that comes from knowing all that is waiting for us in heaven. Jesus said to ask for that joy in his name, and you will receive it. Full and complete joy is the gift of Jesus himself, and no one can take that away. Christmas is about this one thought. What do you want for Christmas? Chances are you already have it, or you know now who to go ask. Have the greatest Christmas of your life. If you're listening to this on Christmas Eve morning, we have Christmas Eve worship gatherings at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. later this afternoon, and hope that you can join us. And if you're not live, you can always watch us streaming at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.